At a time when the demand for foster placements is growing, Maine has a shortage of foster and adoptive parents. Last month, the Department of Health and Human Services announced it needs more than 100 additional foster families and another 100 adoptive families. While there's been an uptick in interest since the announcement was publicized, the number of children in the system who need homes is still high. Patty White reports.
When 17-year-old Catherine first arrived as a foster child at Dottie Bishop's home 5 years ago, she was nervous.
Well, it was a new home for me, and the last one, it kind of scared me a bit.
Catherine, who asked that we not use her last name, says that before coming here, she'd been living with another foster family, but it wasn't a good fit. And her situation before that, living at her uncle's house, was even worse.
Let's just say in my uncle's house, I was kind of abusive.
But Catherine, who has Asperger's, says that when she came to Dottie Bishop's home, she felt comfortable almost immediately.
These kids have a lot of issues that they have to deal with, you know.
Dottie Bishop has been a foster parent off and on for years. Right now, she has 4 kids in her home. 2 17-year-old girls and 2 young boys, ages 4 and 5. Bishop used to own a daycare and has a son of her own, but after he grew up, she says the house felt empty.
I always wanted a lot of children. It was always my way. That's why I had a daycare. And this is even better, you know, because they're here all the time.
But according to the state, there just aren't enough Dottie Bishops in the system right now to meet the growing demand for homes.
We have seen a significant increase in the number of children coming into our care.
Mary Mayhew is the commissioner of the Department of Health and Human Services. She says in Maine, there are more than 1,900 children in foster care, an increase of 400 in the past 3 years.
Certainly, the level of substance abuse and its impact tearing apart families and jeopardizing the safety of children is certainly one of the largest contributing factors.
And the department has acknowledged there are barriers to finding more willing foster and adoptive parents. On a recent Maine Calling program, some would-be foster parents called to complain that they've had a hard time getting qualified and say that some qualified parents have opted out due to lack of support from the state in the form of mental health services for some kids. The director of Child and Family Services, Jim Martin, a guest on the program, responded that DHHS is working on the issue.
There is a need to figure out how we provide more hands-on direct support for those foster families and make sure that when they pick up the phone and they need a call back from the department, that we're there to respond to that.
Foster parents must complete training to become a licensed foster home and receive an average subsidy that ranges from $22 to $36 a day. Dottie Bishop completed extra training required to take in children with greater needs. And she admits that caring for them is challenging at times.
It is. But you need to stop and remember when you were a teenager. You know, what if your parents had given up on you? You know, I mean, everybody deserves a chance. And the sad part is, these kids are our future. And if people don't help them, then what kind of future are we going to have?
Kids in foster care normally have things bad that happen to them.
Bishop's other 17-year-old, Caitlin, arrived 6 years ago from an abusive household and says she was so angry she snarled at Bishop. Bishop says Caitlin has come a long way since. She's made the honor roll at school. And Catherine, the other 17-year-old, says that since living with Bishop, she's come out of her shell. She's learned to stand up for herself. Most kids, she says, just need time and understanding from adults.
They need to be more there for them, like take care of them and help them when they need it.
While the goal for every foster child is to reunite with his or her biological parents, that's not always possible. It wasn't for Catherine and Caitlin, but they still visit their mothers and have chosen not to be adopted. Instead, Bishop sought permanency guardianship for the girls. She says now they know they'll never have to leave, and there's a place they can always come home to. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.